पुरा महेश्वासा भीमार्जुन समायुधी युयुधानो युरातश्च द्रुपदश्च महारथः अत्र शूरा महेश्वासा
अत्र शूरा महेश्वासा
भीमार्जुन समायुधी
भीमार्जुन समायुधी
युयुधानो विराटश्च द्रुपदश्च महारथः
Mighty Bowman, Bhima, Arjuna, Bhima and Arjuna,
Swaha,
equal, Yudhi, in the fight, Yuyudhana, Virata, Cha, also, Drupada, Cha, also, Maharataha, great fighter. Translation. Here in this army there are many heroic bowmen, equal in fighting to Bhima and Arjuna. There are also great fighters, like Yuyudhana, Virata, and Drupada.
So, all these heroes are mentioned not only in this verse, in several other verses also. Now, people may ask that by mentioning this great fighter, what spiritual progress he made. Because we are meant for chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So, by chanting the names of these great fighters, what we gain? The question may be raised there. But the thing is that Nidbandi Krishna Sambandi. Whenever there is connection with Krishna, that also becomes Krishna. This is a subtle form of philosophical understanding. Nirbandhi Krishna Sambandhi. If there is relationship with Krishna, therefore, the Sahajiyas, they do not read Bhagavad Gita. They say, we have nothing to do with Bhagavad Gita. They jump over to the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, Krishna's Ras Lila. As if Krishna is connected with Ras Lila, not in this Leela. They make distinction. Krishna is fighting Leela, first time, and the Ras Leela, first time. They are all the same. Because Krishna is the center. Krishna being center, whatever in connection with Krishna is there, that becomes also Krishna. This is the idea. Anasaptasya visayan yataram upajunyataha nidbandha krishna sambandhi jitta vairagya mucchyate. This is the instruction of Srila Rupa Goswami in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Just like we, in propagating Krishna consciousness, we have to deal with many or persons who are not Krishna conscious, outsiders. We have to deal with them. But when we go to the outsider, or when we deal with money, there is relationship with Krishna. Krishna Sambandha. So, Rupa Goswami has distinguished the prapanchikataya buddhya hari sambandhi vastuna mumukshuvi parityaga phalgu vairaga kathate. Prapanchi means material. So, prapanchikataya buddhya hari sambandhi vastuna. Everything has got connection with Krishna. Because ultimately everything is Krishna's energy. The material world is also manifestation of Krishna's energy. Bhumi rapa analobal. Fine. Material world means these five elements. Gross and subtle. Earth, water, air, fire, sky. These are gross. And mind, intelligence, and ego, these are subtle. These elements, material elements, Krishna says, Vinna me pagiti astadha. These material elements, they are separated, but they are my energy. They are my energy. The same example. Just like cloud. Cloud is created by the sun. It is sun's energy which creates the cloud. You know, by temperature, the sea water is evaporated, forms into gas. That is cloud. So, cloud is created by the energy of the sun, but when there is cloud, you cannot see the sun. Sun is covered. Similarly, material energy is Krishna's energy. But when you become covered by this material energy, you do not see Krishna. This is the position. So, we have to use our intelligence. That is described by Śrīla Rūpa Goswāmī. Prāpañcikataya buddhyā hari sambandhi vastuna mumukṣuvi parityāga. Mumukṣu, especially the Mahārājas who are after liberation, to merge into the existence of the Supreme, mumukṣa, moksha. They, Mahārājas, they say everything is Māyā. Brahma Sattva Jagan Mithya. This world is false. Only Brahma is reality. But we say that why the jagat, the world should be false if it is coming from the reality. We do not agree with that. We do not accept that this world is false. No. We can say it is temporary manifestation. But it is not false. Why it is false? We are living in this house. If somebody, some rascal says, it is false. Why false? We are utilizing this house. We are utilizing this microphone. We are utilizing the dictaphone. Why it is false? There is sambandh. There is relationship with Krishna. Anything material made of earth, water, fire, air, they are Krishna's energies. Therefore, there is direct relationship with Krishna. And if Krishna is reality, why his energy should be false? No. We must know how to utilize it. Similarly, in this battlefield, Krishna is there. And all the living entities, some of them are soldiers, some of them are commander-in-chief, some of them this, that. All the chariots on the ground, everything Krishna's energy. So if we remember that everything is manifestation of Krishna's energy, there is no question of materialism. Large people. So, Nirmanya Krishna Samman. So, we have to use them for Krishna. Here, all of them have gathered. This is another Krishna's energy. Krishna appears, Puritrana Saguna, Vinasaya Kuduskrita. He wanted to kill all the demons. That is another side of his business. As one side, Puritrana Saguna, to give protection to the devotees. The other side is to vanquish all the demons. Just like if you want to grow paddy on the field, then first of all you have to destroy all the unwanted weeds. Then you grow the seeds, it will come out nicely. So these two things are required, destruction and construction. Both the things are Krishna's activities, are different energies. So you cannot accept one thing, giving up the other side. We have to understand that both sides, they are working as different manifestations of Krishna's energy. Parasya Shakti Vividaiva Sriyati, in the Vedas it is said, that the Absolute has got multi energies. So one energy is working in one way, another energy is working another way. Parasya Shakti Vividaiva Sriyati, Sava Vipijnana Balakriya. Just like here also, when we do something, we require varieties of energies to make that thing perfect. So everything, Krishna, this material world, spiritual world, everything is working in order under different energies. So these as the warrior's name mentioning, we should not neglect. Krishna wanted to gather all the demonic power in that battlefield of Kurukshetra and kill. That was his plan. So there is a plan of Krishna. Nirbandhi Krishna Sambandhi. We should not be attached to things as they are. But we should try to understand that there is relationship with Krishna. And as soon as there is relationship with Krishna, we shall properly utilize it. That is Krishna consciousness. As soon as we understand that there is relationship with Krishna, Nirbandhe Krishna Sambandhe, everything can be utilized for Krishna. Krishna is not a stereotyped stagnant block. Krishna is a dynamic force. Therefore, everything can be dovetailed in the service of Krishna. Simply one should learn the art under proper guidance, how to utilize. Then that will be perfect form of Krishna consciousness. The next verse.
Vrishtaketus,
Chekitana,
Vrishtana,
Kashirajas,
Kashirajas,
Viryavan,
Purujit,
Kunti Pujascha, Kavyascha, Narapungava, Vrishtaketus, Chekitana, Kashirajascha Viryavan, Purujit Kunti Bhojascha, Shaivyascha Narapungava.
Kashiraja,
Cha, also,
Viryavan,
very powerful,
Purujit,
Kunti Bhoja, Cha, and
Shaivya,
Cha, and Narapungavaha.
Heroes in human society.
Translation. There are also great heroic, powerful fighters like Vrishtaketu, Chekitana, Kashiraja, Purujit, Kunti Bhoja, and Shaivya.
Practically, in the battle of Kurukshetra, great personalities, warriors from all parts of the world, they came and joined. Some of them joined this party and others joined the other party. So far we have studied just like Shaivya. He belonged to Syria. So all these personalities, we did not give the full description. It would enhance the pages. But these big personalities, we have got their information. There is a book, The Personalities of Mahabharata. Bhagavad Gita is part of Mahabharata. Mahabharata means greater India. Maha means greater. And Bharat means India. So, this whole planet was Bharatvarsha. There was only one flag. The whole planet was being ruled by one king. That is the king of this Hastinapur. The fight is that who would be the king? Maharaj Yudhishthira or Duryodhana? But the king, it is not a democracy, it is monarchy. So Krishna is deciding. No, Duryodhana is unfit. Maharaj Yudhishthira is fit. This is Krishna's desire. Therefore this fight is there. Kurukshetra, Krishna wanted to wipe out all unwanted demons from the face of the world and enthrone Maharaj Yudhishthira, because he is the exact representative of Krishna. So monarchy or dictatorship is welcome. Now the communists they want dictatorship. That is welcome, provided that particular dictator is trained like Maharaj Yudhishthira. Not that simply by votes of some rascal population one becomes dictatorship. Another rascal comes. Another big rascal comes. Just like in a communist country, the Stalin was their dictator. And in the historical record, it is said that he is the greatest criminal in the history of the world. Greatest criminal. He would not tolerate anyone going against him. As soon as he finds that this man is going against me, immediately call him. Now, here is poison, and here is resignation. Killing. You take poison or I shall kill you. This was his policy. In this way he killed so many. And he did not only kill the Tsar family. His business was killing. Not that kind of dictators he wanted. Dictators he wanted that by his direction the citizens will be so happy that even they will not have any anxiety. Adhaya or badhaya. We have read the other day in the Srimad Bhagavatam. There are three kinds of miserable condition of life. Bhutatma hetava. The cause, they are caused by three principles. Adhyati, adhibhoti, adhibhai. Daiva bhutatma hetava. These are all described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Daiva means controlled by the higher demigods. Just like famine or earthquake. This is not under your control. At any time, the earthquake, there may be famine, there may be pestilence, there may be natural disturbance, flood. This is called daiva, controlled by higher demigods. Just like Indra wanted to overthrow Vrindavan, being angry upon the residence of the Krishna said, Giridhari. He became Giridhari. So these disturbances are there, adhyatmi, adhibhauti. But the king or the dictator should be so perfect and he'll guide the citizen in such a way that they will not feel all these disturbances. That kind of dictator should want. He'll direct in such a way that even these natural adhyatmik adhibhauti, adhibhauti means you are envious of me, I am envious of you. So there is always cold war, a struggle. This should be stopped. There should not be unnatural heat or unnatural cold, excessive heat, people will feel in all aspects happy. If that condition can be brought in, like Maharaj Yudhishthira or his forefathers or even his grandson. After Maharaj Yudhishthira, there was no kingdom of Maharaj Yudhishthira, of the son of Yudhishthira and Arjuna. All died in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Only one grandson was in the womb of his mother, posthumously. He was saved only. So up to that point, Maharaj Parikshit, the whole planet was very nicely governed by dictators. So we can bring in such dictatorship, provided that dictator is perfectly Krishna conscious. Under his guidance, everything, because he knows how to conduct kingdom, how to make everyone happy. Nibbande Krishna Sambande. So, here is another list of fighters. But the real purpose of this battlefield is to bring all the fighters, big fighters of the world together. And under Krishna's guidance, they will be called king. Nishtamātra bhava-sampasās. When Arjuna was declining to fight, Krishna ultimately said, my dear Arjuna, you fight or not fight, it doesn't matter. These people are not going back home. It is already settled. You simply take the credit that you have fought and killed. They are already killed. Because that is my plan. Nimitta Mātra Bhagavatam Prasāsa. They are already killed. So, this battle thing, because Krishna wanted to kill them, and the result was, you'll find in the Bhagavad Gita, they all attained Sarupa. Anyone who was killed, who died, in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, in the presence of Krishna, they all attained their original constitutional position, spiritual form. They all went back to home, back to God. Everyone. Therefore, Krishna is absolute, either he's killing or he's protecting, it is all the same. So don't think that Krishna is killing. No. If anyone is killed by Krishna, he immediately gets liberation. The liberation for which great saintly person sages, they undergo severe austerities for life after life. Simply by being king, he gets it. So, by becoming Krishna's enemy, one gets this benefit. Just think about if you become Krishna's friend, what is the benefit? That is Krishna consciousness. The Mahavadis, they are after liberation. So, this liberation is granted even to the enemies of Krishna. They are also enemies. The Mahavadis, they are also enemies. Krishna aparadi. They are offended to Krishna because they do not accept the form of Krishna. Therefore, they are offended. Everything studied in relationship with Krishna, that is perfect knowledge and that is described in the Bhagavad Gita. So, it is not that, like Savajyas, that we are interested in Krishna's rasa dance, not in his fighting with the battlefields of Kurukshetra. This is Savajyas. This is not one. Thank you very much.